The fallout continues after Prince Harry and Meghan Markle's bombshell interview with Oprah Winfrey. People from former President Trump and former First Lady Michelle Obama to talk show host John Oliver continue to weigh in on the royal couple's revelations and allegations. Meanwhile, CBS is reporting that Prince Harry has spoken with his brother and father for the first time in a while, but that the conversations were reportedly not productive. While the happier bits of news to come out of the interview is that the former Duke and Duchess of Sussex, who are now living in Montecito, are expecting a baby girl. It may be the first time a member of the British royal family is born in the Golden State. And in this edition of Zocalo's Connecting California, commentator Joe Matthews says that got him thinking, why not create a California monarchy?
That's right. Yes, we're getting our own. Disney's a factory of princesses and princesses, more animated and musical than any real life royals. Netflix, The Crown, we're royalty is one of our cultural exports.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, why a royal family now at a time when the best known one on the planet is wrestling with a full blown crisis?
The short answer is that, while I'm not generally a fan of royalty, Californians are. They consume a lot of it. We're probably a more believing audience than the Brits for the British royal family. And I think the notion of introducing a monarchy into our system might give us an opportunity to deal with some larger problems.
Like what? I mean, you know, that we don't behave properly. We don't know how to drink tea. What are we talking about?
I think our tea drinking is strong and diverse.
Oh, you've got to be kidding me.
But
as a proud tea drinker, I object to that.
We do a fine job with our tea. We know how to drink tea here. All kinds of tea, boba tea, you know, just my tea of choice. It's actually about our kind of democracy and its dysfunction. Now, monarchy is not democracy, but I'm talking about a very limited monarchy in a constitutional sense. And I think having this about to be born royal, born in California, is well suited to it. I mean, ultimately, we have a structure that doesn't really work. So if you put a monarch in it, maybe it would rationalize it. We tend to be very short term and responsive and whip things together very fast. Govern in response to emergencies. And one thing a monarchy can do by having that sort of one ruler who's there for a while is remind us to slow down and that things last a long time and have long-term consequences. On the other hand, the permanence of a monarchy might make us rethink some of the things we make permanent in a sort of rational way. You know, we almost treat our ballot initiatives, Prop 13 or Prop 98, like they were royal edicts, and we can't make them very hard and impossible to change them, and we don't. Maybe with a monarch there to reassure us, we could amend our laws and measures.
California has been such a great proponent for term limits, and the monarchy is like anti-term limits, right?
That's right. And maybe that would give us a little bit of balance. I mean, the term limits is one reason why we're so short term in our thinking. You know, the other thing I would think about is governors. You know, we have a habit of electing really regal governors who spend a lot of time tending to their image. You know, Schwarzenegger, the Austro-California king of the box office. Jerry Brown, the once callow princeling, made wise, sage old monarch, you know. And our current governor, who sort of has the looks of a royal, and unfortunately for him, enjoys the food and drink of Versailles. You know, those folks spend a lot of time doing ceremonial pomp and circumstance. The Brits, of course, separate that between a monarch and a prime minister. Maybe our governors would be better at executing and at operational details if we had a monarch to take kind of the ceremonial stand up for represent the state stuff off their hands and can just focus on the actual governance.
But as Californians, we tend to think of ourselves as rebels, as hating outside the lines. And while individual members of royal families may be rebellious, as we've seen, creating a royal family, preserving one, usually is not.
That's a fair point. But I actually like the fact that Harry and Meghan are sort of bad seeds. They've left the royal family. They're in an ongoing dispute with the royal family. I mean, in that, they're sort of the perfect California royals. I mean, you know, a lot of us are bad seeds who left behind our old places and old regimes and families we didn't get along with. So we might think of this well. And I think this particular kid who'll be California born, which I think matters. I mean, we have other royalty here, you know, King James of the Lakers or Queen Latifah or Beyonce, but they're all from other places, you know. This is our own, you know, this is not, and Archie, I think, doesn't, her, the big brother of the soon-to-be royal doesn't make it because he was born in the UK. This is our own person, but who will be a child of a mom who's from LA, interracial woman, I mean, who was in Hollywood, one of our big industries. Those all sort of check boxes. And then the father is a perhaps a cast out member of the royal family we're most familiar with. So if we're ever going to have a monarchy and a queen, this kid about to be born this summer seems like our best bet.
Joe Matthews is a syndicated columnist with Zocalo Public Square. He joins us every Thursday. And you are listening to KCRW.